Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Luis from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years old and a legal resident of Ohio?
What is the subject of the opinion poll?
Hi, how are you? We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know if you are 18 years old and legal resident of Ohio.
I understand your question. I wanted to know the subject, and you said political. That's fine. Yes, I am over 18.
Thank you so much. And are you a legal resident of Ohio, sir?
Am I what, sir?
Are you a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
And are you able to help us to answer this survey?
I'll give her my best effort.
Okay, thank you so much. We're going to proceed with this survey, right? This is going to take a few minutes. This is not going to take more than 10 minutes, sir. And are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you feel the secured storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership, sir?
It's a major responsibility of what, please?
Major responsibility of gun ownership.
Last word I'm having trouble understanding. I'm a bit hard of hearing, sir.
Let me check if the connection. Okay, so I'm going to repeat this question one more time, sir. Is that okay?
Please do.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel the secured storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes.
Thank you. And also, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person is prohibited from handling it, such as child cannot reasonably access to it. Would you support or oppose state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored, sir?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. Also, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defined secure storage to include? Would you support or oppose? Okay.
I would support that kind of thing.
Okay.
It by itself is not sufficient, but it is a good thing to have in the law.
Okay. Do you support a lock safe?
What about out of state, sir?
Do you support a lock safe?
Oh, lock safe.
Yes.
As one option, yes. Okay. Not the only option, but one option.
Okay. Also, a lock container or case?
Lock container is another option, yes, I would support.
Okay, thank you. Also, a lock box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, do you support or oppose or?
As far as that goes, yes, the problem is that the child must not be able to access the key or the combination. It's still up to the parent and the gun owner to make sure that a child or other irresponsible party, innocent party, cannot get a hold of it. You see what I'm saying? Yes, it's good as far as it goes. It may not be enough.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm saying yes with a condition on it.
Okay. Thank you for answering this question, sir. I really appreciate it. The other following question that I have, sir, for you is, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via K-Lock?
Trigger lock?
Is
that what you said, sir?
A K-Lock, yes, sir. A K-Lock.
Trigger lock is fine, yes.
Okay. A combination lock?
Yes, again, if the child does not have access to the combination.
Thank you.
It all becomes null and void. It all becomes useless if the parents don't secure the key, the combination, and so on.
Thank you.
It's
so
not
much
just a physical barrier to the firearm that is necessary. It's also diligence upon the part of the gun owner.
Thank you for your question, sir. I really appreciate it. Also, a biometric identifier such as fingerprint, do you support or do you oppose?
Fingerprints for gun ownership? I'm sure. I see that as a possible invasion of privacy, but I also see where law enforcement might be able to utilize something like that. I think it's more important to have the fingerprints of the person who actually uses the gun in the commission of a crime than it is for the gun owner necessarily to have it. And I'm very concerned about a law that is an invasion of privacy.
Okay.
So again, I got to answer with a condition. These are not simple answers.
Thank you, sir.
I support the Second Amendment, but with a balance between responsibility and rights, which is the root cause of the problem. There's a lack of balance. I don't know how you apply that to your questionnaire, but again, I remind you that this is a complicated issue.
Thank you for that answer, sir. I really appreciate it. I'm going to select the similar answer that I have here in the survey, right? So we're going to move forward to the next question, sir. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such as locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
Should not be required to be loaded. Absolutely not. I think it's a responsibility to load it only at the time that you need it.
Thank you so much. Also, following question, sir, and thank you for being so kind, sir, and answer this question, right? And if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot be reasonable gain to access it?
Okay, yes. You got enough qualifiers on there, yeah.
Thank you. Following question, if a firearm is not in the physical possession or if its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose?
I think law enforcement needs to follow the existing laws on that. As far as access for warrants and things like that, I think that the laws that currently exist address the matter sufficiently in that regard. We've been talking about proper storage of firearms. We have not been talking about the constitutional requirements for entering the home and search and seizure. We have not been talking about that. In that regard, I think existing laws are sufficient.
Thank you for your answer, sir. I really appreciate it. Next question, sir. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or do you oppose?
I believe I would support that. I'm just trying to think of unintended consequences. Because the minor could be a 16-year-old son of the firearm owner who's been properly trained on safe usage of firearms, as opposed to a minor who is some punk invading your house coming in from off the street. Big difference between the two. So I would tend to, with that qualification, support it. But I think those are, within that definition, I think there's two differently, totally different circumstances.
Thank you for your answer. I really appreciate it, sir, and thank you for letting me know this information right. I'm going to follow up with the next question. We're about to finish, sir, and thank you for being so kind with me. This is the question that I have for you, sir. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide if or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting, under the supervision for an adult?
Yes.
Thank you. Following question, would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
So let's say I'm a father and I've got a 16-year-old kid, and I take my kid out hunting and he shoots a gun. You're saying that that has to be recorded as something of a public record?
Right. I can read it back to you, the question. Is that okay, sir?
Read it again. I'm not sure how that applies.
Of course. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charge filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the police. Yeah, a minor.
A minor legally discharging a firearm.
Yes, sir. And make that record available to the public?
No, not if those minor is legally discharging a firearm.
Would you oppose?
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, I'm concerned about an invasion of privacy for an ostensibly an ostensible attempt to increase public safety that I'm not sure would make us more safe, but yet would open us up to a reduction in our own family privacy. If my child discharges a gun legally under my supervision, like say for at a shooting range or something like that, no, not a public record.
Thank you for this opinion, sir. I really appreciate it. We're about to finish. This is the one of the last questions, sir. And in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I consider myself a Democrat.
Thank you so much. This is one of the last questions, sir. What is your age?
70.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity, sir?
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself...
What's that?
Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself...
No.
No, thank you. Okay, so right now, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for answering the survey. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you for your help. Your opinion is very important for us, and I really appreciate your time with me, sir.
What agency are you collecting this data for, sir?
Sorry, sir?
Are you collecting for the National Rifle Association?
This is for just conducting a statewide public opinion poll.
This is a political opinion poll, but who is your sponsor?
And this time, since this is just a statewide public, the opinion that we're looking for, sir.
Yeah, I know you told us this was a statewide opinion poll. But all polls have sponsors, and I'm asking you who your sponsor is, sir.
Can you please repeat your question, sir?
I'll repeat the question.
Yes, sir.
Who is sponsoring the survey? And I understand that it's a public opinion poll. That does not tell me who is sponsoring the survey. These surveys cost money, and they're paid for by some agency or some public interest group or some lobbying group. And who is sponsoring this survey is what I'm asking you.
The name for the survey, yes, is N-Survey No. 2. That's the name. That's the name of the campaign.
N-Survey No. 2.
That's right. N-Survey No. 2, that's the campaign, sir.
N-Survey No. 2.
That's right. And for November, the word survey and the No. 2. And Survey No. 2.
And Survey No. 2.
Yes, sir.
I've never heard of you, sir.
I'm sorry?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, sir. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Goodbye, sir. Be safe.